Coming up next on the Delayed Adulthood podcast, I'll be talking about the Simone Biles and the keyboard warriors that's coming and attacked her on some sucker stuff. And actually, we're going to have two adults of the week. So stay tuned, folks. This is going to be a pretty good episode, just like every other one. So stay tuned. Delayed Adulthood here on whatever the hell you're listening to. I have no idea where you're listening to. Shout out to all you guys who are listening. And make sure if you want to contribute to the podcast, as always, you can slide into the DMs. Hit up the Instagram at Delayed Adulthood. Delayed Adulthood. All in one word. So check it out. To thank the all anonymous, the all holy voice that is the announcer for this great segment, also known as the Delayed Adulthood segment here on this podcast called, Jesus, I'm messing this up here. This is my own segment. This is the only segment that I do. This great segment, also known as the adult, this is the Delayed Adulthood podcast, and this segment called Adult of the Week. This segment is to make sure all you listeners out there do things to stay smart and not do anything stupid. Hopefully, my whole goal in life is to make sure that the listeners, at least you all, I can't help the whole general public, but at least people who are listening to the podcast, don't do anything stupid. Take the time to read all questions that are being asked, and make sure you have the comprehension to know how to answer these questions. So, that says, there's a dating application known as Bumble. Now, with the app Bumble, pretty much like how most dating apps goes here in a Western culture here, swipe left, you don't find attractive. Swipe left, you do not find attractive. Thank you, studio audience. And then you swipe right for the person you do find attractive. So this is a profile I saw on Bumble. Again, you swipe right if you like them, swipe left if you don't. So this person put down, swipe right if there's no intentions of a healthy relationship, a friendship, anger issues, don't have a kind, loyal, loving heart. If you're judgmental, racist, or drug, alcohol, or criminal issues. Now again, swipe right if there's no intentions of a healthy relationship, friendship, anger issues, or you do not have a kind, a loyal, a loving heart. Swipe left if you're judgmental, racist, or drug, alcohol, or criminal issues. To be fair here, you don't need a dating application to find a person, a mate with all of these tendencies. You can literally find that anywhere. You can find that on a dating app application. But the thing is, you don't really have to say this to find a person like this. She really wants that anger-issued hubby. Especially a drug addict or an alcoholic or a criminal. That's what this woman finds really attractive. She made it. She was like paired with me, and I immediately like unmatched and blocked this person. No way in hell I can be in a relationship with a woman who doesn't want a healthy relationship. You like races. I hate races. What is this? This is not going to work out at all. I feel like this person really didn't read the prompt. But even so, it's like, yo, You cannot be that, like, dumb to not swipe left. Swipe right. If you swipe right, that means you want a person who's judgmental, who's racist, who has drug, alcohol, or criminal issues. So for that person, look, I don't know why you started a dating app. You can literally just, like, randomly go to your local shit-kicking bar. I mean, this is in Gainesville, Florida. So, I mean, the biggest city around this area is Gainesville, Florida. Every other town besides Jacksonville, but I don't really count that. Jacksonville's like 2 hours away. Or 2.5, depending on where you're going in Jacksonville. It's either 1.5 hours or 2.5 hours. So, I don't even count that. In North Central Florida, you have, like, Gainesville. It's like no other city is, like, Jacksonville is, like, bigger than Gainesville. And, like, that's it. We're bigger than Ocala. So, this person can literally find a racist, judgmental, alcoholic who has anger issues anywhere in North Central Florida. There's plenty of dudes like that. You don't really need to create a dating profile to try to attract a person within that status. So for you, ma'am, good luck in finding the person you're looking for. I feel like you're gonna find that pretty easily. But is that the type of person do you really want? And that's the question. All right, guys. As always, I'm so glad you all listened to this podcast, enjoyed it. If you want to slide into the DMs, friend me on Instagram, and the profile is called Delayed Adulthood, and you can, like, slide into my DMs. If you want to make a recorded message that I could play on the next podcast, you could do so. Just if you have the Anchor application, look for Delayed Adulthood, and then you can slide in and record your own personal message. I'll review it, of course, and then we'll put it on the air. So either way, that's how you get in touch, in contact with me. And stay tuned till next week. All right, guys. Peace. Oh, yeah, please, please, for the love of God, learn reading comprehension. It helps.
Tell me there's another one? No way. There's another... Oh, crap. Okay, I'll do it. And now, the Dolt of the Week.
Welcome, welcome back to the show. This is probably the first time ever to do this. We got two... Yes, we got two Dolts of the Week. This one comes from our good friends at WTHR. Found this story. I'm going to do sort of a live reaction with you guys so you all can hear it and check it out with me. So, again, this is from WTHR. So, you folks out there, I know, have animals. You have pets. You may, you know, walk your dog. You know, maybe you walk your cat, maybe you walk your bird, you know, you tie a string around, like, the tail or something, you fly it out. I don't know. I don't have a pet, but I know people who have dogs, you know, sometimes they have to clean up after the dogs. It's an unfortunate thing, but, you know, you don't want to be that, you know, an asshole and leave, like, poop on somebody's front lawn or some crap like that. That's, like, a real jerk move. So the folks over in Fisher, Indiana, that's like a suburb outside of Indianapolis, is dealing with we'll just call this the Indianapolis pooper. And I'm gonna live react to this clip. This is again from WTHR in Indianapolis, NBC 13.
Well, we've all seen the signs in people's yards asking folks to pick up after their dogs. Well, now some folks in a Fisher's neighborhood are putting out a different sign after they say a woman has been running around their neighborhood and going to the bathroom in their front yards.
Oh, my God. The folks in Fisher, Indiana are dealing with a a serial streaker, and not even in the nude way, but in the pooping way. Apparently, there's a female jogger who's prowling around the neighborhood pooping. there's more to the story.
We call her the pooper. We have lots of names for her.
Oh, I didn't even know anyone put a sign up.
All except her real name. The woman, residents in Fisher's Windermere neighborhood say jogs through the area in the early morning and leaves behind her calling card of sorts.
We have found her droppings in our yards. She carries her own toilet paper.
Oh, oh my God. So this woman is literally running around the suburbs of Indianapolis with a roll of toilet paper, taking a rip on somebody's, like, on people's front lawn. I think it has to be like some kink or something like that, because there's no this person's has to be out there or something, because there's no way this is like acceptable. She's carrying her own toilet paper. So this person, it's very conscious of this, by the way. It's not like this person is not like mentally off. Like, you're carrying your own toilet paper. That's pretty considerate, at least. She's running around in the early morning taking a poop on people's lawns with toilet paper. You know, the cops in Fisher, Indiana, come on, just patrol this neighborhood, right? At early morning. Whomever you see running with a toilet paper roll, I'm gonna go with 9 times out of 10, it's probably the person who's streaking and pooping on people's lawns. Oh my God. There's more.
And she just leaves the toilet paper behind.
Oh!
She leaves the
toilet. Oh my God. So she leaves the toilet paper down behind after she like rips one out. Oh man, you can't make this stuff up, guys. Like, this is ridiculous. So this person, I'm trying to imagine, like, what are you wearing while you're doing, because like, so apparently it's a woman. They figure out it's a woman, by the way. So they're, I can't imagine them running in like Lululemons or like those like tights or something. They have to be like those old school, like 1980s, like jogger shorts. They were like, that was like a little tight on the waist, but like a little baggy down the leg. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's more.
Last week or the week before, she did it in 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard.
Neighbors say the same Jesus. Thing happened last.
How much fiber is this woman eating? Like, in the past week, as the neighbor just said, the resident said, she pooped in at least 4 yards. So that's 4 days. This person, oh my God, what a sick, sick.
Last summer.
And then it started again this summer. We don't see it in the winter, so.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
No one has to.
Oh, so this woman goes by. Hold on, let me rewind that again. I think I messed up the take here. This woman's literally running around the neighborhood and apparently pooping in the summertime. Hold on. Let's try this again.
Before, she did it in 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard.
Neighbors say the same thing happened last summer.
And then it started again this summer. We don't see it in the winter, so.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
No one has to. Neighbors know the signs, even beyond the obvious 1 or 2.
The toilet paper is the calling card.
Jeez,
so we know,
dude.
When we see that she...
How much time? I'm just trying to figure out, like, what time is this person doing it? Like, this is a suburb of a major city. So I assume there's people that's leaving to go to work at least from, like, I don't know, like, maybe, like, 6 a.m. on to, like, maybe, like, 9 or something, right? Like, what time is this person going in? This is not like, I live in Gainesville, Florida. There's plenty of places here in this city that you could probably run and poop. Anybody know it? I'm just trying to figure out where, how come she hasn't been caught? So every summer, this person's running around pooping in the middle of the summertime. from the early morning, and early morning in the summertime, the sunlight is out. So, all right, there's more.
She's been around.
This week, more evidence when a neighbor's doorbell camera recorded a woman doing her business. We can't show you the video because it's been turned over to the Fishers police.
They can't.
Too hot for TV. Oh, man. I love it, Sheldon. Oh, man. I just want to see the technique. Like, how are you?
Well, they do anything until they catch her, you know, so. But it's gross.
We believe the lady is a runner.
It does happen. I've been a runner my whole life, and it does happen, but you plan for it.
My family and I would.
God, those sick people, man. God. God, I hate those type of people. Runners. You guys are sick. People who wake up in the morning, they go marathon, like practice to run marathons. You guys are sick individuals. Oh, wait, and the Indy Pooper is a sick individual, too. Sorry. I was a little sidetracked. You were talking about marathon runners. You guys suck.
I would put kind of like wagers on why this woman is doing it.
I don't know. I think that she just likes to do her business outdoors where everyone can maybe see.
See, I'm happy for plumbing.
The neighbors say they're not happy about the cleanup.
We don't want to leave it there, so we just pick it up, and it's a problem. It's definitely a problem.
I mean, at least she could bring a bag like the rest of us do when we're walking our dogs.
I know that runners, this tends to happen if they run long distances, but this is an everyday occurrence.
Monique Miller's all for exercising, but if this is what's going to happen in her yard because of it.
Maybe she needs to get a treadmill.
Oh my God, I had to put this on this episode. Oh my God. So this person apparently is just running and pooping in people's lawn in Fisher, Indiana. Oh my God. Oh, be on the lookout for the brown streaker. Oh, the Indy Pooper. Oh my God, they have the Indianapolis 500 in Indiana. Oh my God, you can definitely tell if she ran the Indianapolis 500. It'll just be a trail of caca. Oh my God. Oh man, there's more to come. Stay tuned. Oh wait, sorry. There's more to come, guys. I have a very, very special sponsorship that I'd like to tell you guys about. So hopefully we got a brand new sponsor besides Anchor. We got another one, coming with the hits. So stay tuned. Hi, my name is D-Train, and I'd like to take a moment of your time to talk about Saving the Reds organization. Yes, Saving the Reds, our lobbyist group with the express interest in promoting ginger and redhead propaganda. I would like to tell you all, the listeners, about those nasty rumors about gingers being soul-sucking individuals. Those rumors were spread by the Blonde Kabbalah, with the intent to spread lies and misinformation. Trust me, a black-haired person. Blonde Kabbalahs are not your friend. Actually, I gotta tell you guys a little secret. The Blonde Kabbalahs are the actual reasons why governments have been overthrown across Caribbean and Latin America. Again, gingers are your friends. This lovely message has been brought to you by Save the Reds organization, a leader in helping freckle face causes. Welcome back to the podcast, folks. This is Delayed Adulthood, the podcast that is rocking the nation. You know what the deal is. This is the D-Train. Welcome back from the quick break. Hopefully you guys liked one of our new sponsors, Saving the Reds. Great organization. This is a subject I really didn't want to talk about. I didn't want to bring too much about it because it's, to me, it's, you know, it's an issue about a person's mental health. And I feel like it's one of those subjects. It's like, I mean, we should talk about, we should expand, we should, you know, bring knowledge to. And I'm talking about the event with Simone Biles. If you guys don't know who Simone Biles is, she's pretty much one of the most decorated athletes in American sport history at this point. She's won, Jesus, how many, like 24, I think, medals in the Olympics. Numerous gold medals. Overall, one of the finest athletes of our time. Very, very prolific. And something happened during the team performance they were doing a few days ago. She wasn't feeling it. And she told her team, "Is like, hey, you know, after she did a routine, she wasn't doing it right. She wasn't feeling it. So she decided, you know what? She told her team, "Is like, hey, I'm not here. I'm not really performing to my best abilities. Please, you know, I'm going to sit down. You guys out there can go out there and compete. But right now, I'm not feeling it." And this is a whole line with, like, depression and things like that, which is very serious with our athletes, especially, like, you know, our, you know, top-notch athletes like Simone Biles. Like, she's one of the most acclaimed athletes of our time. And so when this story broke, it literally, I was watching TV, and I saw it on the bottom line. It was like, Simone Biles withdraws from team performance, cite mental issues, and it's Strollbound. It was like on the bottom of the screen. I'm watching ESPN, watching soccer or something like that, and it strolled up on the bottom of the screen. And I saw it, and I was looking at it, and the only thing I was just like, man, that sucks. She's not competing, but, you know, if she needs some time away, you gotta, you know, take some time away. You know, better be, you know, for yourself. You know, make sure that you're mentally right than to be out there. And you could, like, get seriously hurt in gymnastics. And that was it. And I was just going to, you know, keep moving. This podcast was actually going to be me talking about Jeff Bezos being a punk, literally riding his way up to space on the backs of all of his Amazon employees. And, like, Richard Branson, same guy who a year ago took funds from the UK government. Now, a year later, is able to have enough money to blast himself off to space. And, of course, Elon Musk destroying Boca Chica, Texas, to create his space city. Jesus, these guys are cornballs. And I was going to talk about how, you know, pretty much how dorks they are. They're like fake cowboys. They're trying to be like billionaire cowboys running into space. And I was going to talk about the Dogecoin. There's rappers out here ripping off people with Dogecoin. But after I heard this response from Charlie Kirk. Oh, yeah. By the way, Charlie Kirk is this numbnuts who created Turning Point USA, which is heavily funded by different right-wing organizations, and also funded by different governments. It's one of the big sponsors for Turning Point USA is like Saudi Arabian oil interests. But yeah, American conservatism. There you go. Jesus Christ. These guys are frauds. And it just came on my feed. And so I'm going to play this clip for you guys. I'll do like a live reaction in between. Mix in between different things, and let's see. So let's react. I'm going to react to this.
I mean that sincerely. However, I'm going to say this. Don't show up to the Olympics and compete
if you're not ready for the big moments.
Now, I just have to quickly pause this. Charlie Kirk is not an athlete. He never played sports. He has no idea what an athlete goes through. So for him to say this, since it's already, it starts off really bad, but let's go.
This is not high school. This is not college. This is the Olympics. It's bigger than yourself, Simone.
The woke Olympics.
So Simone Biles, who's obviously a very talented gymnast, decided not to compete in the gold medal competition. Now, she probably could have just competed and just kind of checked the boxes and they would have got a gold medal. Simone Biles says, "This Olympic Games, I wanted to be for myself when I came in, and I felt like I was still doing it for other people," as she cried after the team event on Tuesday. "So that just, it like hurts my heart because doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people." Yeah, that's the point, Simone Biles. You're representing your nation, you selfish sociopath.
First and foremost, any person who plays sports, who decides, hey, you know what, I want to play, I don't know, synchronized swimming, or, I don't know, hopscotch, or, I don't know, dodgeball, basketball, whatever, football, any hockey, real football, any of these sports, kids don't decide, hey, I'm going to play soccer for the country. I'm going to do it to help my country. You do it because of love. You do it for the passion of the game. That's why people play sports. People don't play sports to help the country. You don't. The United States of America do not need Simone Biles to be a spokesperson for them, to like represent the country. There's over 350 million Americans that does that job really well, huh? Yeah, right. So this clown already, and then he's calling her a sociopath. And I'm trying to figure out here. Let's see. Sociopath is a person with a personality disorder, manifests itself in extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior, and lack of conscience. What? How in the world is Simone Biles' behavior at all at any point being a sociopath? He's going to say this a bunch in this whole time. It still to this day makes no sense. Nobody plays sports for the pride of the country. It's the most asinine take I've ever heard, but let's go. We'll continue.
You kidding me? Today it's like, you know what? I'm not going to do something stupid and get hurt. It's just not worth it, especially when you have like three amazing athletes that can step up to the plate and do it. So you know who has the gold medal? Russia.
So? Oh my God. Let me go over here.
Russia. I have to go look at these 4'11" Russian Olympians chewing on their gold medals, smirking at the Americans. I'm not okay with that. But honestly, that's where we're headed.
What? What is this guy talking? Have you guys ever followed the game? Have you ever followed the Olympics in gymnastics? Anytime whoever wins the gold medal, they bite the medal. That's literally, anytime you see it, you'll see the photos, that's literally what they do. They take the medal and they bite it. That's, if the Solomon Islands had a team that was a phenomenal gymnast team and they win first place, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? They're going to have a photo of them biting the medal. This guy is making like some weird like war analogies with it. This is a competition, guys. This isn't a war. We're not in the cold metal. I mean, not cold metal. We're not in the Cold War, all right? The Cold War ended years ago. Ended in the 90s. In fact, Charlie Kirk, if I'm not mistaken, let me check. What year? How old is this clown? The Cold War ended in like 1991. Charlie Kirk was born in 1993. So he never was around during that time. And the fact that he's comparing it to it makes no damn sense to me. Again, all right, let's go. Let's keep going here.
We are raising a generation of weak people like Simone Biles. Again, if you want to be, if she got all these mental health problems.
Simone Biles. We're raising kids to be as weak as Simone Biles. Simone Biles has 31 Olympic and World Championship medals. Again, she is the most decorated gymnast in the United States. She is better than Dorothy Hamill. You ever heard of Dorothy Hamill? She did more than that. Dominique Dons, my girl from back in the days, I had a huge crunch on. Simone Biles did better than that. Raising weak kids to be like Simone Biles. God, I hope we do raise weak kids to be like Simone Biles. I hope we raise plenty of kids that can win 31 medals. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. These freaking conservative pieces of shit. All right.
Don't show up. She's an incredible athlete. Of course she's an incredible athlete.
Let me get to the point.
If she got all these mental health problems, don't show up.
So this person obviously have no idea what mental health is. Simone Biles, by the way, nobody knew about this. She took ADHD ever since as a kid. She has ADHD, so she took I think Adderall or something like that. It's a attention medicine that she takes for her ADHD. When she was doing those routines, she literally had what they call in the gymnastic terms. The twinsies. The twinsies is when you're jumping and you're twirling and you're in the air and you have no freaking idea what's up or what's down. You literally lose control of where your surroundings are when you're up in the air. Those gymnasts who have suffered the twinsies and it happens to them, the fact that it's called the twinsies, it makes it seem like a cute thing, but it's dangerous. You can get seriously wrecked in gymnastics. The fact that these, oh yeah, he brought up the point about the Russian gymnastics who are 4'10". You want to know why they're short, by the way? Now, there's a theory why it stunts your growth, and that theory undertakes that that young people undertake such high levels of gymnastics training, they're likely to develop overused injuries. Are at risk of causing stress to growing bones and growing plates. So essentially, because of the fact that gymnasts who trained they work out and they train harder than like football players do. I mean, they lift weights, they flip in the air, they're running, they're, oh my God, somersaults, all these things takes a lot of effort and time. And also, another reason why they're short is that it's easier for them to rotate in the air or spin at high speeds. These gymnasts are twirling in the air, going like 80, 90 miles per hour. You realize that, right? And if they have the twinsies, they can fall down and cripple themselves. I'm just going to play a little bit more because this guy is really teeing me off before I'll summon this whole thing up.
She's an incredible athlete. Of course she's an incredible athlete. I'm not saying... I just said she's probably the greatest gymnast of all time. She's also very selfish. She's immature. And she is a shame to the country. She's totally a sociopath. Of course she's a sociopath. Andrew said she's not a sociopath. What kind of person skips the gold medal match? Who does that? It's a shame to the nation.
By the way, a sociopath...
The Russians.
By the way, a sociopath would compete... Because there's this guy's, oh my God.
Show up. If you're not ready for the big time, we got thousands of young female gymnasts that would love to take the place. Thousands. Simone Biles just showed the rest of the nation that when things get tough, you shatter into a million pieces.
All right. I'm done. The whole take about her going in... And competing, that she's taking a spot for him. Yeah, she did. She did take a spot. My point, my counter would that be, with things like depression and stuff like that, you don't really time a depression hit. You don't really time these things to happen. And the fact that, like, you can't really take that into consideration. You don't know when your mental health will break down. That's the whole point of it. And to say that she could have pushed on, they keep pushing on. Oh, just wing it. You'll check all the boxes. They'll get the car. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like I said, what if she suffered the twinsies in her first routine, and that's what told her, like, yo, I need to stop. What if she kept pulling on, did some twirl, broke her neck, she's dead, and you'll forget about her in 3 months? It's just a sad thing. And the fact that they're trying to do this to another black female athlete, it's a shame. Like, I mean, Serena, Jesus Christ, this woman, since playing since like the 90s, has been like drug tests, ran like numerous occasions, sometimes even drug tests like 3 or 4 times in a week. It's so much more. I'm going to sound a little repetitive. I keep going and on for it. But this is all I'm going to say this. This whole warrior mentality is ridiculous. These people, these athletes, these past athletes out there that went out and risked it for the team are all busted up, or they can't walk, or they're dead. Like, example, like Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell, if you guys look up, one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. He's played for the Love You Blue Houston Oilers. Oh, my God. The one highlight, if you ever see Earl Campbell, is when the Oilers were playing against the Rams in 1978. There were two Rams players, and it was like Earl Campbell running up to one of them. He put his helmet into right into the chest of a Ram player. He flew. Another Ram player is grabbing onto his jersey. The jersey disintegrates. So it's like half his jersey. So you see like half his pad, his gut. Well, everything chest up was like jersey, but chest down was just like ripped out. All that. There was another defender that comes to his right. He put his helmet in, popped him. So the whole story about Earl Campbell, he played injured, he played busted, blah, blah, blah. Now this man can't even walk. He literally has to be in a wheelchair, pushed around, because his knees were shot to hell. Story about Mike Weber, who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers during their Super Bowl run. Great Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame player, killed himself. Why? Because he was suffering severe brain trauma from CTE, and he had that warrior mentality. The whole idea that it makes no sense. If you're out there and you're an athlete and you're not going to be able to perform, the best thing you do is not get on the field. Telling the coach, don't play. And that's what Simone did. She wasn't able to compete. She knew she wasn't in her best. She doesn't want to do it. And she's had this pressure of being the best for years. For years and years and years. And for some white punk who don't know shit about... This guy isn't even an athlete. He's never played a sport in his life. It just makes no sense to me how these clowns out here could tell somebody about how they should perform and should act and never even played on the surface. It's just sickening. All right, guys, I'm so glad you guys listened to my rant here about the whole situation, how this clown, Charlie Kirk, is a clown. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the program. We put some different things into it. I hope you guys love our sponsor, Saving the Reds. And until next week, this is D-Train signing out. Make sure you check out the Instagram, Delayed Adulthood, for more information.